Now he goes on to say in verse 18, "For as much as ye know," I hope you know this today, "that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your vain manner of life received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Now he's talking here actually about the objective work of God for your salvation, and that is the redemption. And he had to pay a price for you. You see, you and I stood under the judgment of God, and the soul that sinneth it shall die. And God hasn't changed that. That has never been revoked. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the immutability of God is the terror of the wicked if they give any thought to it at all. God doesn't change. It's nice to say that we're living in a new age and we have new thoughts and new ways and that sort of thing. My friend, God has not changed. No reason for him to change. He knew the end from the beginning. Why did he need to change? He doesn't. And he didn't learn anything when he read the morning paper and looked at the television newscaster this morning. Didn't tell him a thing. And there was no surprise. God has no surprises. Now, we've been redeemed. And how we're redeemed? Not with corruptible things, like silver and gold. Now, silver and gold can be purified by being put in the crucible, heated red hot, and the dross can be drawn off. But may I say to you, even gold and silver will corrupt. Now, if you have any silver at home that you use on your table, you only get it out when you have visitors. And you know, every time you get it out, it's corroded. It's dull, looks like pewter. Why? It's corrupting. Silver will corrupt. Gold will corrupt. Therefore, we're not redeemed with corruptible things. And anything that's taken from our vain manner of life, there's nothing in this life. This life is empty, friends, without the redemption of Christ. It's meaningless without it. There's nothing quite as meaningless as human life apart from the redemption of Christ. Everything else serves a purpose that's in this world. Every animal is here because it serves a purpose. Every plant is here, serves a purpose. The sun in the sky serves a purpose. Man without God is meaningless. He's garbage. Someone has said that we're merely a little breaking out on the epidermis of a minor planet. That's all in the world that mankind is apart from God. We have not been redeemed with corruptible things or anything from this empty world and empty life. Mankind hasn't anything to offer to God today. My friend, what do you have that God wants and needs? One of the things I learned being put aside, man, I thought the conferences I had up in the Northwest and the services that I was to conduct, my, I thought they were important. God put me flat on my back and he said, "Listen," he said, "you know I got along without you before you got here. And the interesting thing is, I'm going to get along without you after you leave here. Now, you think these things important, but I want you to know that what is important, I want you to lie here flat on your back, look up at me, and find out that your relationship with me is the most important thing that there is. And I want to teach you a few things. I want you to find out that you need to rest in me and that you can trust me." And you teach the Word of God, and sometimes you're teaching way out ahead of where you've been living. Now I want you to sort of catch up. And I want you to find out that what I say in my Word's true, and that a little suffering not going to hurt you at all. It's going to mold you and shape you May I say to you, we've been redeemed, not with these empty things in this world. What can you and I do today to redeem ourselves? Verse 19, but we've been redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. And here goes Simon Peter again, that great big fisherman. He says the blood of Christ is precious. And when my book on the tabernacle was reviewed, it was reviewed by a denominational journal, and the reviewer was very kind and fair, I thought. He said that we recommend that all the pastors of our denomination get this book on the tabernacle. Find it helpful. But beware, this man treats everything literal. He thinks the blood of Christ is up yonder in heaven today. And he says that's rather crude. Well, may I say to you, I don't know how you feel about it, but I don't think it's crude, because Simon Peter here, by the Spirit of God, and he's a great big rough fisherman, he says it's precious. And as we said before, that's a ladylike word. That's girl talk. Anything's precious. But his blood's precious, my friend. But with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Simon Peter was with him 3 years, and he says he was without blemish and without spot. And I rather think that he knew more about it, because all that he got for following him was a cross, and he was crucified. And I'd rather believe him than the writers of Jesus Christ Superstar, because they admit the only reason they wrote it was to make money. Simon Peter wasn't in the money-making business, because he said we haven't been redeemed with corruptible things, silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Now that's our redemption. That's objective. That's what God did for you and me.